There are a number of conditions that can cause ventricular tachycardia that this simple, almost phase one workup does not detect. And these are clinical entities that often have a very dire clinical prognosis. One of these conditions is the entity that we're recognizing with increasing frequency, that of right ventricular dysplasia, which is a congenital abnormality of the right ventricle, which is anatomically associated with fatty infiltration of the right ventricle, particularly the free wall, but can also extend into the septum and left ventricle. There's a high association of sudden death with this condition, and it can commonly be missed clinically. The other condition that one should look for, although it's more commonly associated with sudden cardiac death than sustained ventricular tachycardia, is the presence of the long QT syndrome on surface EKG